The seventh parak is the famous parak of Klal Gadol, and it's famous for a number of reasons, but in particular in the second Mishnah, we're actually going to list out all of the 39 melachas on Shabbos. Obviously, we will start with the first Mishnah, which is also fairly famous, and it needs the following introduction, that when somebody is mechal Shabbos bishogeg, you have to bring a korban chatas. But the question is, what does that mean, bishogeg? What if you do a lot of melachas, but you really made one fundamental mistake? For example, somebody who knew about Shabbos and then totally forgot the concept of Shabbos, lived life, and was mechal Shabbos every week. Do you have to bring a korban chatas for each Shabbos, for each malacha you did on each of the Shabboses? Or do we say that it's one shogeg, you made one fundamental mistake, totally forgetting about Shabbos, then you only have to bring one korban chatas? So indeed, we're going to see a number of distinctions in this area. We're going to see three different categories of forgettings, of shogegs, and then we'll add on an additional one. So Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos is a major principle when it comes to Shabbos. Category number one, Kol HaShocheach Ikar Shabbos, somebody who totally forgot the concept of Shabbos, Ve'asa Malachas Harbi B'Shabbos Osarbi, and accordingly did a number of malachas, a lot of malachas, on many Shabboses, because there's only one shogeg here, he forgot the concept of Shabbos, Eino Chayev Elechatas Echaz, he's only going to have to bring one Korban Chatas. There was one mistake, even though he was mechal Shabbos many times, but one mistake that he forgot about Shabbos, and accordingly, only one chatas is required. Second category, hayodea ikar Shabbos, somebody that indeed knows about Shabbos. He didn't forget about Shabbos, he knows Shabbos. Vaso malachos harbe, b'shabbosos harbe, and he did many malachos and many Shabboses. And what's going on here is that when he came to Shabbos, he forgot it was Shabbos. So each week he would forget that today is Shabbos, so he did a number of malachas on Shabbos, but each Shabbos is considered one shogeg, one forgetting of the Shabbos. Accordingly, for each of the Shabbos, chayav al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. For each of the Shabboses, he's chayav to bring a separate korban chatas. One korban chatas for each Shabbos will cover the chil of Shabbos that he had, because that's each one is for one shogeg. Each forgetting of Shabbos is one shogeg, and each one requires a korban chatas. And category number three, hayodea shu Shabbos, somebody he remembered at Shabbos, v'asa malachas harbi b'shabbosos harbi, and he did many malachas and many Shabbos. Is what's going on here is that he forgot which actions are prohibited. So he knows the Shabbos, he knows what the concept of Shabbos is, he knows today is Shabbos, but he didn't know the activities he was doing were prohibited. Then chayav akol av melacha melacha, what he has to do is he has to bring a korban chatas for each av melacha, for each category that he did of work of the 39 melachas and category, for each category that he brings. Even if he had told us, there's a concept called the av melacha itself, the main category of the work, and then underneath it is told us, which are basically the same melacha, but somewhat different. It falls under that melacha, but it is a category underneath of it, so that's a told of that melacha. You're only going to have to bring, if he did what the melacha and a told or many told us, you're just going to have to bring one korban chatas for each av malacha that was done, because that was the shogeg. The shogeg was he forgot that was an action that's prohibited on Shabbos. So for each av malacha, in each Shabbos, he's going to have to bring a separate chatas. And continuing, adding on to the following point, osa malachas harbe me'in malacha achas, if somebody did a lot of malachas similar to the same malacha, in other words, he did the toldos of the same malacha. So you had the malacha and he told us in the same category, Ein achayev elachatas echaz, is coming to teach us that you only have to bring one korban chatas for each av malacha. So for that av malacha, even if you did the av malacha and the told us, you only have to bring one korban chatas. Mishnah Beis, we're now going to list out avos malachas arbaim chaser echad. The 39 malachas, avos malachas arbaim chaser echad, there are 39 categories of work that are prohibited, creative work that are prohibited on Shabbos, and we're going to see that they are also divided up. We learn them from the avod and the malachas that were done in the Mishkan, so we're going to divide it up by the types of work that were done in the Mishkan. And the first 11 malachas that we're going to see are called the Sidra de Pas, literally making of the bread. But what it is that in the Mishkan, they had to make dyes, D-Y-E-S, for dyeing curtains and the covers in the Mishkan. And there were 11 steps, 11 malachas required to make those dyes. And where the Mishnah puts it in the terms of not baking, cooking those dyes, but baking bread, because that's a more common occurrence nowadays. But they're actually the same steps. So we're going to list them out now. The first 11 are the seeds or the pas, what's necessary to make bread, also what's necessary to Chameif dies. Number one is Hazorea, planting. You plant a seed. And similar items like that would be watering, etc. Number two, Hachoresh, plowing. Number three, Vahakotzer, reaping. Number four, Vahamaamer, gathering together, making a pile. Number five, Hadash, threshing. Number six, Vazora, winnowing. Number seven, Aborer, for a fairly famous melacha, choosing, selecting, taking things out when you don't want certain items and leaving the items that you do want. That's the Isser of Borer. Number eight is Hatochen, grinding. Number nine is Vahamiraked, sifting. Number 10 is Vahalash, is kneading. And number 11 is Vahaofeh. This is baking. This is Sidra Dabas, baking the bread. When it came to the dyes, that would be Bishol. Same thing, whether Ofeh is baking or Bishol is cooking. Those are the 11 steps in either making the dyes or baking the bread. And the next 13 malachas I would go through are required in making of cloth. So there's a process in making of cloth, and the 13 next avos malachos are going to be necessary to make cloth. So number 12, hagozes et hatzemer. Gozes is shearing the wool. Number 13, hamilabna, washing that wool. Once you take it off, you want to clean it. Number 14, vahaminapso, making it untangled. So you need it came off of that sheep and it's a whole mess. You need to untangle it. Number 15, Vahat Sovo, that's from Sovea, dyeing it. Number 16, Vahat Tovis, spinning the thread. Now you've made it into thread, spinning it. Number 17, now we're going to get into the weaving of it on a loom. V'hamesach is a little bit technical, but that's putting on the loom two threads. So you take two threads and you put it in one direction, two threads. It's number 17, v'hamesach. Number 18 is you're continuing setting up the loom and you insert those two threads into what's called the heddles. So that's number 18, v'hosa shnei batei nirin. Number 19, v'haorek shnei chutim, when somebody indeed would weave two threads would be the malacha. Number 20, v'habatzea shnei chutim, removing those two threads from a woven piece of clothing to improve it. So that is habatzea shnei chutim. Number 21, a kosher, tying a knot. Number 22, a matir, untying a knot. Number 23, vatofer shtei tefiros, somebody indeed who sews two stitches. And number 24, this is the last of this category, of this set of category, a kore almanas litfor shtei tefiros, somebody who tears in order for a positive purpose, in order to sew two new stitches. It's not simply tearing. Tearing would not be an Isser D'Oraisa. It may be an Isser D'Rabbanan, and it may be Mutter, but if you're tearing in order to do something causative, to re-sew two stitches, that would be the Isser D'Oraisa of Korea. Next seven malachas have to do with carrying the animal skins that were used for the covers in the Mishkan. So number 25, Hatzad Zvi. If you trap a deer or another animal, you want the hide, you trap it. 25, 26, Hashochto, Yeshachto, you slaughter it. Number 27, Mafshito, you skin the animal. 28, Hamolcho, you salt it. You salted it for treating of its hide. Number 29, Vahamaberet Oro, you are now softening its hide. It's called the tanning process. Number 30, Vahamolcho, you're smoothing off the hide. Number 31, Vahamechatcho, you're cutting the hide to the size that you want. Now we have another eight malachas. These are all miscellaneous. 32 is Hakosev Shteosio, somebody who writes two different letters. So that's the Isra of Kosev Ksiva. Number 33, Hamolchek Amanat Lichtov Shteosios, you erase. It's not simply erasing. Erasing would be a kilkul, so that wouldn't be an Isra Doraisa, it would be an Isra Darabanan. But if you erase in order to write two letters, that is the Isra Doraisa of Molchek. Habonus, somebody who's building. Number 20, 35 is Hasoser, somebody demolishes in order to do something positive with it. It's not simply demolishing, that is a kilkul, otherwise it's destructive. So it's to do, you do Soser, Amanat Livnot, in order to build, for example. Number 36, Hamechabe, somebody extinguishes a fire. 37, a mavir, lighting a fire. 38, a makir bepadish, somebody literally who strikes the final blow. You complete something, you complete an item, that's makir bepadish. And last, the famous Isser 39 of Hamotzi Mishul Lirshos, the Isser of Otsa, carrying in a public domain or from one domain to another. Hare elu avos malachos arbaim chaser achas. Those are the 39 malachas, 39 categories of work. Mishnah Gimel is now going to continue, follow up on the last of the malachas, hotza'ah. And what we're going to start doing now in the, for the rest of this parak and the next parak is we're going to start talking about when you take something out in a, into a public domain or go from a Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid, on what are you chayiv? In other words, we're going to see that it's only if you carry something of significance. But if you have a little bit of lint in your pocket, then that's not something of significance. That's not going to be the Isra of Hotza'ah. So we're going to talk about various types of items. We're going to first talk about in Mishnah Gimel what the high-level concept is. But od klal acher, there's another major principle when it comes to the Isra of Hotza'ah, carrying. Two requirements here. Kol hakasher lahatznia, anything that is generally kept. Lahatznia is to put aside. Anything that, in other words, is not thrown out, you don't generally discard it. So it's the type of item that you don't throw out. And number two is v'hamatzni'in kamohu, and people would typically keep that amount, meaning you need both of these requirements. It's the type of item that you don't want to throw out, and enough of it that it makes it worthwhile to not throw out. And somebody v'hotzi b'Shabbos, and somebody carried that. If it fit both of those conditions, and somebody carried that out on Shabbos, chayav v'lav chatas, you're going to have to bring a korban chatas when it's done b'shogeg. On the other hand, or conversely, v'chol sheino kasha lasniya vein matzdin kamo v'hotzi b'Shabbos. However, if you don't fit both of those requirements, it's an item that is not typically kept. Or it's also an item that typically you don't have enough of. So either of these, it's not the right item, it's not the right amount, and somebody carried out on a Shabbos, Einu chayv ela matznia, you're not going to be chayv unless somebody was a matznia. What that means is somebody who did not fall within the objective standard. The objective standard was it has to be something that's something of significance that you would typically keep and the amount, but to somebody subjectively, this is something I don't throw out. This is an important item for me, or even though it's less of an amount than other people care about, I care about it, and he carried it because it was subjectively important to him. Indeed, he is going to be chayav to bring a korban chatas. Mishnah Dal, and now we're going to talk about specific items, and what are the amounts? Hamotzi tevin, if somebody carried out tevin, which is straw, the use of straw, the minimum amount that you would use for straw is kimlo pipara, they would feed it to their cows. So the amount that somebody would carry it out, if it's enough to fill the mouth of a cow, because you feed it to the cow, so that's something now significant. Indeed, that would be a chiyuv of chatas. Eitza, which is straw, similar to the straw that we talked about, the tevin, but it's straw from a bean plant, so you used to have a different use of it. They would feed that to the camel, so kimlo pigamal, the amount to fill the mouth of a camel. Amir, that's the upper part of a stalk from the straw, not the lower part, so it's softer. Kimlo pitale, they would feed that to a sheep because it was softer, so the amount that would fill the sheep's mouth. Asavim grasses, kimlo pigidi, the amount that a goat would take into his mouth at one time. Ale shum, ale betzalim, if you have leaves from shum, which is garlic, or if you have the leaves of a onion plant. Lachim, if it is moist, in other words, it's fresh, not dried up yet, could grow gregers. The amount is the size of a dried fig. That's a grow gregers, the size of a dried fig. Yaveshim, but if it's dried up, you're not going to use it for your regular cooking. You're going to kimlo pigadi, you're going to feed it indeed to that goat. So it has to be enough to feed the mouth of the goat. And because all of these different items that we mentioned have different shiurim, have different amounts that somebody would be chayav for carrying it, if you took out less than the amount of two of them, for example, so you took the less of two of the items, but because they don't have the same shear, they're not going to be mitzarf together to make somebody chayav. Ve'ein mitzarfin zeim ze, you don't add them together, mivnei shelo shavu bishurim, because they don't have the same shear. You can only add things together if they have the same shear. So for example, you take some orange juice and apple juice, and neither is the requisite shear, but combined they have the shear, because they're the same, going to be the same shear. We'll talk about this in the next parak. Then they would add together. But items that don't have the same minimum size to be chayav on, you're not going to add them together. Hamotzi ochlim kagogreris. If somebody took out edible food, in the side of a dried fig, you're going to be chayav. And here is actually the example of another example of what we were talking about. Umitzarfim zeimze, because different types of edible foods. If you took a piece of steak, a tiny piece of like it was half of a grogeret, and you took a small piece of a banana that was half of a grogeret, because they're both the same shear, they're both edible food, then they have the same amount. You'd be chayav for taking either one out of the size of a grogeret. They can combine together to make a grogeret. So umitzarfim zeimze midnei shavu b'shireim, they add together because they have the same shear. However, when we are making a computation of what's considered edible food and not, did the person carry out a grogeres or not, we exclude schutz miklipeyan, we exclude the shells, the garineyem, and the pits. These are not edible things, vuktzeyan, and the stems, the suban, and the coarse bran. Bran was not viewed as something that was edible at the time of Chazal, morsanan, and the fine bran. This is all excluded from the computation of what's a grogeres, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but there is one time we're going to include the shell, and that is chutz miklipe adashim, when you have the shell of a soft lentil. It's the thing that we do see on the lentil, shemit bashla dimayim, because you cook it with the lentils. Accordingly, that is going to be considered in the computation of what's considered a grogeres if somebody carried it out on Shabbos.